So I guess just whoever wants to introduce first and, like, name and role.
Turtle, President.
Super Dave, Treasurer.
Joanne, Secretary.
Ragnar, Role Captain.
The main purpose of this interview would be just to kind of tell people about who you are and what you're doing, because I know I personally never heard of you before I saw you in the parade. Oh,
a lot of people have not heard of us in this area.
Right. Well, yeah, we've been around a long time, but it's also one of those things that you can go as far out of this area as you want to. I mean, I was in Luckenbach, Texas, and I had a Loon party shirt on, and the guy tapped me on the shoulder. And I turned around and looked, and he had a vest on, and he had a Loon party patch. So he had been to our party, and the guy's in Luckenbach, Texas, you know. So
firefighters in New York, Pennsylvania.
Right. Out in Sturgis. I was out in Sturgis 2 years ago, and I had a couple Hells Angels and a couple other random guys come up, pat me on the back, thought we were dead. They haven't seen us in forever, they said.
That's funny. So, yeah, I mean, it's if right around the area here, you might not know, but there's an awful lot of people, because the party was so big for so long, who know who we are. So,
but our main purpose is we raise money at different parties and rides that we do, and then we give back to the community, to kids or families in need, and we always give cash money to any graduating class in Mercer High School. And now we're giving some money to
Last couple Park of years Falls. I've been doing the scholarships the in kids. Park Falls and donating to like the nursing home and ice skating rink.
We do Toys for Tots. We do Coats for Kids. We donate to the ambulance. We do Christmas for the Mercer City Christmas party. We give money for that.
We give coats to any kid in Mercer School up to the grade of four.
Pre-K to through fourth grade.
That needs a coat, we buy them a coat. Right.
Because Hope Animal Shelter.
Animal Shelter, yes.
Because we are 100% nonprofit. Everything
we're a 501c.
Everything we make goes back into our community to help kids and veterans.
Mm-hmm. And our community, the businesses help us out.
Oh, yeah.
We get donations from them, and that really helps us out. It's a big thing to make it consistent, especially since COVID.
Yeah.
Because it's harder to raise money.
Gave money to the VFW chapter, too.
Right. We do that every year now.
And just did a run with another group out of Hurley, which is still Iron County. And there were actually three other clubs, and that went to
Dove.
Domestic violence. So that's basically what it's all for, is to give back to any kind of family or kids in need. Even in the winter, if somebody were to have a problem, we'll try to get clothing for them or whatever they need.
Well, yeah, last year actually was a bad year for that, because we had a couple of people the boy had his fingers crushed.
Oh, yeah, that was horrible.
They gave their family money, and then another one where the mother died.
Right.
Unexpectedly. She fell in the fire.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that was
really
terrible.
That was bad. We gave that family money, so we do. It's what we do.
Right, yeah. And as far as, like, our club is, we're what we consider a T-shirt club, where there's no dues, there's no patches, there's no... You know, probies.
There's no mandatory
anything. Mm-hmm. All you got to do to be a loon is make one of our fundraiser rides that we do, and buy a shirt.
You're going to be active, and then we can find out if we want you or don't, because somebody has to say, you know, this version is going to work out for us.
Right.
We're basically non-political, non-violent people who love to ride motorcycles and be willing to do a little work to give back to the community.
Right.
And it's a great camaraderie, man. Yep. We're almost like a family. That's why we kind of pick and choose. We make our family good. It's all good people that we have. Mm-hmm. It's try to keep out the riffraff, you know.
And we've probably given out. Well, we give out in excess of $5,000 a year. Also, we've probably done well over $200,000.
Yeah, I know, like, the title of, motorcycle club tends to carry a bad rep with it, but once you actually do the research, you realize... Yeah. None of them are really that bad. There's just bad apples.
There is a 1%.
There are those guys.
There is a 1%. But yeah, most of them.
But still, even with that being said, I still tell all five of my kids, that if you are ever lost or separated from your parents, you find the meanest looking, scariest biker, and he'll go to the ends of the earth to make sure that you're safe. Doesn't matter what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
We care about the community, children, and what we need to do.
Yeah, I know my grandma was always one to definitely be friendly with bikers, because she was the one that I think made the flag for the Iron Wings out of Eau Claire.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right on.
Yep. She calls herself their Betsy Ross.
Right on.
So she was definitely excited to learn. It's like, yeah, interviewing a motorcycle club.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And we've been written up on. We've got an article here that was in the Daily Globe. This was actually kind of funny. She called me up. The woman who wrote the article called me up, and she said that she wanted to write same thing you're just saying. You know, I heard about the Mercer Loons. I'd really like to do an article on you guys. She says, but just so you know, right now I'm doing the senior page. So I'd like to get you guys on the front of the senior page. And she says to me, so how many of your members are over 50? And I said, you're asking the question wrong. You should ask the question, how many of your members are under 50?
Right. Not many.
Not many. Oh, more now, but.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Yeah, quite a few more now.
It's pretty difficult for us to get members because the county only has 6,000 people, roughly. So we're in the same problem a lot of other places have with basically only 10% are going to really get totally involved.
Well, and actually be into it, not just, you know, the ones that buy a Harley just for that image. Right. They buy a bike because of what that means to them, you know.
Yeah.
And interviews like this, I think it's really good to promote, because then when some people see these runs, they know that it's not a 1% thing. It's something that's doing to make money to give away to somebody else.
Yeah.
And it's not our club. It's all clubs do that. And that's an important thing.
Yeah.
And they get paranoid. Oh my God, there's so many bikers. No, they want to stay together as a group because that's the safest way to do it. You don't want stragglers all over, and it just works safer that way.
Yeah, if there's stragglers, it's a higher chance of somebody not paying attention to the bikers in front of them.
And we have a good rapport with the police, the sheriff's office in particular. Anything on 51, we'll call them in advance. And if they have an officer available, they'll block traffic for us.
Right.
So we can stay as a group.
We've had as many as,
100 bikes.
100 bikes.
Oh, yeah, that one little party was over 100.
Yeah. So it's a pretty big group driving down the highway when you see that many.
And we give them a list where we're going so they have an idea. And even if you go out of the county, they probably tell the other guys. So,
yeah.
Which makes it nice for them. They know they'll come by and say hi or whatever. But works out good that way.
I always do like to get out and kind of meet these different local groups and try to support them, because I know me personally, I've definitely seen the effects of having reduced membership, because I think it was last April, I joined up with the Fifield Lions. Okay. A couple months became their secretary, and until we actually started trying to get more people, it was just like 4 people.
Yeah. But that's true in almost every organization. Yeah. I don't care what organization it is. And I don't care how long ago, 25 years ago. Yeah.
That happens.
I was in Kiwanis and JC's and whatever. Right. You know, you might have 50 members, but you only have 3 or 4 that are really active and do everything.
Right.
Well, they figure, 10% will become somewhat active or pretty active, but only 10% of them actually do the work.
I think these days we've got 6 or 7 that actually are active. Not all of them come to the meetings, but they do show up and we actually need them.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know we had a lot of them show up at the food booth that we did at the car show, I think it was last weekend? Yeah. For Flying Bar Emma.
Yeah.
Whenever I could get there from the radio booth.
So we are having our annual party this weekend.
This Saturday.
So we will be playing a lot of motorcycle games. And
actually got a local DJ, DJ Lynch. He's going to be there.
So you can join us.
So this is a... And another thing that was written up on us, this was from Midwest Wheels of Thunder. It's an article on the Mercer Loons.
The guys really like to play games on their motorcycles.
And we're going to do a poker run before it, but it's a short one. So we won't get there till 1:30. And then from there, it'll be all games.
Games.
And there's camping. And obviously, you have to buy your food. The whole party system has changed. So there'll be food there and beverages.
Yep. Party on.
And it's off the county road, so we're out of the way.
Yeah.
And you said this is coming up this weekend?
Yeah, this Saturday. Weekend, 17th.
This Saturday, the 17th at...
It's at Cleveland's Clubhouse at Beaver Lodge.
Mm.
The run starts from the runs.
Right, the run starts from Lazy Ace, 10 o'clock in the morning. Right.
So yep. Somebody who wasn't in the run would probably be at the lodge, you said, about, what, you said 1, 1:30?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
2 o'clock for sure.
We'll 1:30.
Yeah.
All right, because I might make an appearance because it is nice just to get input right. on these things or like post event interviews, and it's just a fun time.
Right. Well, yeah, fun time.
Too.
Yeah.
There's no charge to get in on this.
Nope.
Yeah, there's no charge. Mm-hmm. We used to do one flat fee that included food. Beer and camping, and we changed that. We used to have the VFW come in.
Vietnam vets used to do our foods, so it was a fundraiser for them too.
Mm.
But it got to the point where it was so expensive, our liabilities were so high that.
Right. And they have the same problem we do. They were losing so many people,
right?
That they were having troubles getting enough to cook all that food.
So we decided to have no fee to get in. And you can purchase your own food.
And there's no difference in bikes. As long as you can ride what you can handle, what you can ride, you're fine.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to be a hot dogger, go somewhere else.
And you don't have to be on a bike to come to the party.
No. Mm-hmm. You can be in a car.
There's parking outside.
Yeah, we don't close the place down. It's open. So.
Well, last year we had, 20 or 30 side-by-sides come around.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they stay for a while. You know, quite a while. Actually, they stayed about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Meet people you don't get a chance to talk to.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah. That's the biggie. I think to meet other people that aren't in your lifestyle and enjoy it and find out, hey, they're not the be a good man. You know, the what do you want
to call the bad guys we thought they were.
Yeah. They're not the big bad bikers that we thought they were, you know. These guys are pretty cool. You know?
That's also why I'm happy to get this kind of an interview because I know it's probably not as common these days, but there's still those people where it's like, oh, they're bikers, they must be bad.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, they're not, actually. They're probably better than most people.
Not as much as it used to be, but it still happens.
I was,
yeah.
Well, 1%.
Yeah.
It's like we had a retired fire department, and we had an incident out, you know, within our area, and the one Iron County police officer says, yeah, you're going to be in charge of this coordination stuff. And he says, and I'm putting this guy who doesn't like bikes, who was a Price County sheriff type or police, whatever it was. And you know, I go, what are you doing that for? Because he doesn't know anything about motorcycles. As soon as he got in, I had a Mercer Loon thing on. He's talking about bike gangs. So, you know, you're talking to the wrong guy there. I started the whole speech, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a regular speech I give a lot of people, but... You know, it was 15 minutes and he wasn't allowed to get out of the car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's, one of the guys that rides with us is his nickname is Lawyer. Well, he was actually a lawyer in New York.
Yeah.
In my business, I was with Edward Jones in financial services for 35 years. As a matter of fact, it was really funny. We were in Wakefield at American Legion. And I walked into the bar, and there was a lady there, was one of my clients, or had been one of my clients. I don't think she recognized me. So when we were leaving, she came out to take pictures, and when she was walking away, I said, do me a favor, say hi to your sister for me. And she said, well,
who are you?
Who should I say hi? And I said, well, I'm Dave Rieger. I was your financial advisor with Edward Jones. And she says, you retired, and this is what you become? It's like, you know, no, it's a weekend thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny.
And it is good to know that I could get the info. And it's like, no, you don't have to have a bike to be there.
No, no.
Because I know there's a lot of people where they hear, it's like, oh, they hear this kind of a thing. And it's like, oh, so that means I have to ride? It's like, no, just be there.
No,
yeah,
be there and use your brains.
Right.
Yep. Right.
Yep. That's it.
And you could join in the games, too.
Yeah, it's fun. Right.
Yeah, we do egg toss, and
we do a hot dog thing, and the shuffleboard.
Shuffle skis.
Thing where there's three people on a ski. They're on one ski, three people, one after the other, and then they have to
go distance.
Carry their drink and walk to a certain point and then turn around and walk back. Well,
that's
funny.
Of course,
it's
hilarious. I won it once, but
it's trophy right there.
You got a trophy. Yeah. Slow races, appreciated by a lot of people because obviously you're doing it on grass. But slow race, it's amazing how slow so many people can go. And even the guys from Chicago area or Illinois. And Black River Falls are some of the better ones. And I can't remember what the other one was. Another group that used to always come up. Their girls were better than the guys.
Hmm.
But, you know, to watch these people do this, you know, just crawl.
Trying to balance that bike.
Balance that bike.
I almost got him that one year.
Yeah, you almost got him.
Almost got him.
If you wouldn't have looked down.
But it hit that rut in the dirt.
We also had a picnic table race for a while that got on a picnic table and you had to pedal. Like three
so
you had
six people on
the
table, three on either side.
Had you
the steering
race
is opposite.
Your picnic table. That was
oh, they inverted the steering?
If you want to go left, you turned right.
That's
yeah,
a,
that was confusing.
That's a punishment in most video games.
Right.
Is we're going to invert the steering.
Right.
Yeah, but they used to bring that table all the way up from Black River Falls.
Yeah.
And so we don't know whatever happened. Something happened to the table, and we weren't able to get it again.
Well,
so.
They couldn't find the gearing. They broke something.
Yeah. Then we were going to build one, but...
Yeah, now
we got the puppeteer drink game this year. He gave us those for the balloon party.
That's
where you.
It was hilarious.
Yeah,
it goes over your back.
I mean,
and
I saw
the wear this wood that. System, and it's up, and you're like doing puppets.
But you got
to. But it's a glass, and you have to drink it.
It's on a string, you know, and so you're controlling.
That is a coordination nightmare.
Yes, it was.
That's one you got to do earlier, not later. Or do it real late. It's like the shuffleboard. I call it shuffleboard.
Yeah.
It's a ski race. Once I got a few beers in them, nobody has coordination to get all three to move the same.
Oh, that's funny. That's
so just to let you know, we do play games other than games on motorcycles.
Yes.
So.
And we do a fun run. That's where this came from. Oh, Dave and I used to do it for a while, and another Steve-O was from Winchester. He was always in charge, and where his mind comes from some of this stuff kind of makes you wonder. But he would come up with just some ungodly
crazy
games. Yeah, so a lot of fun. And the fun run's only like three stops. Takes you all day.
Yeah.
You know,
play games.
Playing all the games.
Yeah, we played badminton, or not badminton,
croquet
on basically a professional course he took us to one time. And it was nice to meet those people.
That's funny.
Whole different lifestyle.
That's funny to see a bunch of bikers standing on a croquet course. And I mean, this was the grass was like, it was all bent green, like on a manicured.
Yeah.
All these guys standing out there.
Trying to
hit the croquet balls. Oh my gosh, what a riot.
Lots of different games.
But they do have a game where the two people on a motorcycle and one person has a glass of water
and a noodle,
one of those noodles.
Rack. And then we play jousting. You have to knock it off.
You have to knock the other person that's coming at you. You got to knock their water off with your noodle. So that was...
And another one Steve-O did was PVC. You have about a 20-foot piece of PVC set at an angle. Well, the back guy has to drop the ball, then you have to drive around, and he has to catch that ball, which I think when I won it one year, and we were the only ones to catch it. So it's not, you know, stupid games sometimes. Well, like the other one you said the other day was these big exercise balls with the handles on. Watch a bunch of bikers try to go 20 feet with that, turn around and come back.
Bouncing.
That's an interesting one. It's all a benefit that we can give back to the community, and that's what it's for, because it's amazing how much stuff goes back to the community. They're all willing to put in and to help other bikers, and that's a big thing with us, is to pass that respect on not only to the community and the children, but to other biker groups, no matter what they are. I say we're kind of like non-political, neutral party. You need help, and we're handy, we'll do what we can.
Right.
We're just happy we get enough to make to make it through the year and then continue on if something does happen.
And we're pretty well organized. We do have we have board meetings, and we vote on things and bring up questions of what we're going to do with our money and vote on it. So
board meetings now have the privilege anybody can come to a board meeting, and if you're there and you're alone, you can vote on anything we're voting on. Except for very minor financial things, but other than that, everybody has a voice, which is really important, because then the board that basically controls when and where things happen, that continues on more.
Well, yeah, and they feel like they're a part of it. Right.
And then you're not just, you know, doing stuff and they're like, well, we didn't like that. We get some feedback from the normal, all the riders and everybody when they do come, get some feedback of what they want and what things we could change, and then we put that into our vote or our decisions.
Yeah, it's not just one particular group controlling the entire thing. It's oh, you have a suggestion or you don't like something? Okay, tell me.
Right. Let me know exactly. We can figure it out.
Everybody's got to say it's important.
Right.
Very important.
Yeah.
So, if somebody wanted to support you guys, what would be the best way to do that? Like, financially or just through anything, really?
If they have the ability to show up, and you can find out from there, it may be anything from, depending on your financial status, you know, just buying tickets, 50-50, whatever, doing a poker run in your car, and coming along and meeting all these people. That's supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important.
Well, we always take donations.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we always can do a donation.
Right. I mentioned the community because we just went around to the local businesses and only certain ones, and they donate. Well, we were told at one time it took you guys, 5 years to show up?
Yeah.
Because we never used to do that because the party meant enough to be able to handle that.
But, right.
You know, and that went by the wayside. The community actually really helps an awful lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So.
They are.
Well,
it's
very interesting that you just had Loon Days in Mercer. Okay, right. So we have a booth, and we sell T-shirts and hats and raffle tickets and things like that. But they have someone, an older person like my age, come up and say, "Well, give me one of those shirts. Give me one of those hats. I'll take two of those koozies." And then as they're paying, they go, "Man, I graduated from Mercer, and I remember when I got that scholarship, and I want to give back however I can." And boy, I'll tell you, that really makes you feel good when someone does that.
That is just the best feeling in the world, knowing that, oh, this is somebody that actually we directly helped.
Right. The guy in that picture with the gray hair.
Yeah. Papa Loon.
Papa Loon died a few years ago. He was one of the guys that started the club. When he died, they had his funeral at a church, which is right across the street from the school. So we were, of course, obviously we were all there for the service, and they took his body up to Ironwood, to the funeral parlor up in Ironwood. So we all rode with the body up there. When we came out of that church, all the kids from that school were all outside, lined up on the sidewalk, watching him go by. That was
very touching.
That was really something.
From what I've heard, he seems like he was a wonderful man.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
One of the few guys that could go into a bar, and he had, you know, obviously with that big beard, and he would put locusts in his beard, glue them in, and stop by people in Sturgis, and it was a biggie where he'd pull it, put his arm around, and say, you know, "I'm not buying you a beer because you rode your truck out here," or the opposite where you did. And he could get away telling jokes that
he was really funny.
He was,
but he also could be very scary looking.
Well, he was very impressive. He was a very big guy, and very impressive man. And you know, that was a big thing for a lot of people because you think, "Oh my God, George is, you know, pretty dominant looking." And next thing you know, he's pulling out a joke idea.
Yeah, right.
And you could pull him on him. That was a good part.
Yeah, he had a good sense of humor.
He had a very good sense of humor. And he knew a lot of people because when he first started riding, he was in Illinois, I believe.
Right.
So he knew firefighters in New York and Pennsylvania. So that's where we got a lot of people back in the day. Now they're all our age, so now they don't travel as much. And it's what it is. People get old.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to keep it going.
We're trying to retrain these guys.
We're trying to get younger members.
You know,
to come
just
in.
Training people to. Figure out with somebody that's established doing these things to go, who to go talk to and when, like the police departments are like, now he's the road captain, he has an assistant, and then his assistant's going to have an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coordinated. Now the other officers don't have to do that. So you're not spending as much time doing minor things that are really important. But take the same two or three people. Now it gets spread out.
Dividing the workload a bit.
Yep, and it makes a better future.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
And it makes more members feel like they're more involved versus...
And they are more involved because of that.
I guess that's all the questions that I had. We learned about the event, about the loons themselves, and potential support ways. That's about 26 minutes of a good interview.
Okay. Awesome.
So Cleveland's Beavers.
Cleveland's Clubhouse at Beaver Lodge.
Cleveland's Lodge, Clubhouse. Because there's a Beaver Resort, right, and a Beaver Lodge, and right, we're going to be at Beaver Lodge.
Definitely make a point.
Just when you get into Mercer,
they're going to do the run. They have signs to go to Aces.
Yeah, we'll have signs.
Run at Aces at 10 in the morning.
Right. And I think one poster, we didn't do a good job of
that. But if you're showing up later just to go to the party, once you get to Mercer and you see Jay there, oh, we have signs leading right to the where the party is. So just follow the signs.
2 miles or so out.
This way to the fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This way to the fun.
Right. So.